All right, welcome to this week's lesson. Now, what I want to talk about this week is the idea of secondary gain. And this is a really powerful way to truly get an idea of what's driving your behavior, right? Because so often, when it comes to weight loss, when it really comes to most change in our lives, we know what we want logically, right? It makes sense that you want to lose weight and eat better and look better, but then sometimes we sabotage it. And that's where we get into trouble because we look at the sabotage, we say, God, why would I do that? You know, I want to lose weight, and yet here I am acting in a completely opposite way. How could I possibly do that? Well, secondary gain is usually the answer to this. And simply, secondary gain is the unconscious benefit we get from a certain set of behaviors or a certain result that we're getting. A common one I see, I work with a lot of women, helping them lose weight. And when it gets to, you know, they come in, they want to lose weight, and they believe it 100%. But on an unconscious level, they're nervous about the attention they'll get from the opposite sex if they look better. And so this unconscious fear is preventing them from truly losing the weight, and they keep the weight on to avoid it, right? To avoid having to deal with that fear. So again, that's the secondary gain of having that weight and of having those behaviors. So when you are acting incongruent with what you say you want, what we want to start to do is look at the secondary gain that you may be getting, okay? Because this could put you on a new trail and allow you to create a solution for it, right? Oftentimes, you've got the ability to solve issues and challenges. The problem is that most people never get to the real drivers of what is motivating their behaviors, right? Because again, they just get into, well, I don't understand it. I want to lose weight and I just ate a Sunday. I don't get it. Okay, and it's not just because it tastes good, it's because there's underlying emotional association and connections. So what you want to start to do is question this next level, and it takes a little bit of kind of opening yourself up to not knowing all the answers, all right? Knowing that what you come up with may sound crazy, right? It may sound nuts to you, because usually a secondary gain type thing is something that seems illogical, right? So if I went up to a woman and I said, who's overweight, and I said, you just don't want to lose weight because you're scared that you're going to look good. Well, that's stupid. That doesn't make any sense, right? So it's a little bit deeper. And the way we get to the secondary gain is we ask the question, what benefit am I getting out of having this extra weight? What benefit have I gotten out of eating that way? Right? What does it do for me that is good? Right? Again, this is a way that a lot of people aren't used to thinking. They aren't used to thinking about their bad habits, what they do good for them, right? What benefit they serve them. And that's the question I want you to begin thinking about, because it's going to give you a new set of answers. Because the other way, what most people do, yeah, why would I do that? I'm an idiot. I'm a jerk. I have no self-control. I'm a loser. I'm always going to fail. And it just becomes a pity party and a beat themselves up fest. Okay, that's what those kind of questions do. When we begin looking for the true reasons why we're doing something, as illogical as it may be, then we get to a real answer. Right? So if we get, you know, a woman who's scared to lose weight because she's scared of that attention, then we can work on solving the real issue is, how would you like to feel around men? Right? Imagine you had the body you want. Imagine you were attractive and you did occasionally get that attention. Let's figure out a way that you're comfortable with and feel good about where you can deal with that. You see the difference there. Now we're coming up with what we call solutions, right? Real genuine solutions. And so once someone feels comfortable with the possibility that they will look attractive and they may get that attention, and they now know how they'll handle it in an easy, comfortable way, now losing the weight becomes much easier. All right, so the other way this can work, I worked with a client, and she had drank soda, Coca-Cola specifically, for years since she was a child, and she felt addicted to it. You know, she drank it regularly. Now most people say, well, she just likes soda, she just got used to it. But again, we wanted to look at the secondary gain. And I always do this with people when I'm working with them. I do it with myself. I look for the unconscious secondary gain that seems illogical, because that's usually where the answer is. And so we went back over her life and we said, you know, where would this soda, this Coca-Cola specifically, addiction habit start? And we went back to when she was a child. And long story short, there was some trauma and some trouble in the childhood. But what ended up happening is, when she went to go live with other family for a while, she liked the Coca-Cola, and that kind of became her thing. Okay, she started to collect Coca-Cola bottles and all of the paraphernalia that goes with it. And she just became known as the person who loved Coca-Cola. So all of a sudden, the secondary gain of having that Coca-Cola habit, addiction, whatever you want to call it, the secondary gain was that it became a sense of identification for her. Okay, it became something that everyone knew her for. And so Christmas would come and she'd get a gift, you know, related to that. Not to say that she didn't like it, but when we talked about it as an adult, she realized that she was using that as a way to kind of fit in, as a way to identify herself. All right, so that becomes a secondary gain. Now, again, on the surface, right, when you first start this out, if someone says, oh, I drink Coke all the time, I said, well, it's because in your childhood, you used it as a way to identify yourself and separate yourself from other people. What? That doesn't make any sense. And I'm not saying that's the whole story, but that was a big component of it. And when we identified that and realized how she was much more than that, and she no longer needed to do that, it made it very simple for her to stop drinking soda. Okay, and she literally stopped drinking it completely, you know, going from drinking a ton of it to none of it. So again, it's this idea of secondary gain, right? And I just can't overstate it. And what I want you to do is I want you to make this your kind of de facto way of thinking about the challenging habits that you have or the challenges that you have in changing your behaviors. Okay, so instead of just saying, oh, what's wrong with me? You know, how come I can't do this? Let's look at it a little bit deeper. Right? Let's kind of analyze a little bit. Where is it coming from? Right? If it's kind of a bad habit, where is it coming from? What is the benefit it's serving you in your life right now? And really, what I would suggest, the way you do this, if you're doing this by yourself, is put yourself into a semi-hypnotic state. Because what hypnosis does is it quiets the critical faculty. The critical faculty says, oh, of course you're not scared of being attractive. Oh, that's silly that you would identify yourself through soda. That's stupid. That's what the critical faculty does. So the critical faculty in our brains has a purpose, but it can also get in the way a lot of times of moving forward in our lives. So simply, a hypnotic state is just simply, just do a progressive relaxation. Relax your body, relax your mind, and just allow yourself, kind of almost like free association-wise, but go into it with a focus of whatever your main thing is, right? So maybe you say, what's my purpose of eating sweets? Or why do I keep overeating? What's overeating doing for me? What's the benefit in my life that overeating is giving me, all right? And what's interesting is it's not so much trying to logic it out as it is that you're just allowing ideas to kind of flow into your mind. And what's interesting is that through this process, when the idea is correct, it stands out, all right? And that's the best way to explain it. But it's very simply, you just put yourself in a relaxed state of mind, relaxed body, and go into it with a focus on whatever the issue is. And instead of beating yourself up about it, instead of saying, oh, that's a horrible behavior, we want to ask ourselves a question: what benefit am I getting out of this behavior? What benefit do I get out of being overweight? Right? It's a fascinating. What benefit do I get out of always avoiding exercising? Now, I mean, the first thing people say, oh, it's because I'm just tired or I'm just lazy. There's more to it than that. Okay, and you know, the awkward thing or the thing you may avoid is that a lot of times you'll come bumping up against fears that you have. Right? Fears that you've been avoiding. And oftentimes the behaviors you're trying to change and the results you don't like in your life are directly because you're avoiding fears. And so this process, in a sense, is identifying those fears and being okay with whatever you come up with, because you know the tools in order to change those up. If you're worried about feeling attractive and getting male attention, well, you know how to feel more confident. Right? And again, it goes both ways, by the way. I worked with men who are scared of female attention, even though they say that's all they want. Right? At the same hand, they're also nervous about it. Okay, so it goes both sexes. It's not just for women. This goes all the ways. And so it's this idea, though, that as we get focused on the secondary gain of what we're looking for, you're going to start to really, you're going to be amazed, because this is truly where your actions are being motivated from. Okay, so take some time and do this. You know, even if you can do it right now, after this video, take a few moments and just relax and think about whatever's troubling you or whatever challenges you're having, whatever you're trying to change in your life, and ask the question, what is the quote-unquote bad behavior giving me? What's it doing for me that's positive? And when you find out what that positive thing is, then we switch it over and say, how can I get that positive feeling, but in a way that's better? Right. So if we go back to the, you know, a woman protecting herself from male attention by being overweight, well, we're not just looking for protection. We just want to feel safe. We want to feel comfortable being able to deal with that if it happens. Right. And once we come up with an answer for that, then we no longer have to use the weight to do it. All right. So it's just a better way, a more congruent way in our lives of getting those results that we want. Okay. So take a few minutes and do this. You know, think about the unconscious reasons, the things that don't make any sense, the illogical reasons that you're doing the things that you're doing. Okay. And it's going to, again, open you up to a whole new range of reasons that you haven't probably thought of. Okay. So do that, and I'll talk to you next week.